scientific breakthrough of some kind. What we're talking about really is the geographic balance of power. I mean, to define it in geographic terms leads us into some conceptual problems, which a road we probably don't want to go down.
It points also to the idea of dividing up the world on a status quo basis, freezing things where they are, when we hope in the longer run that there'll be enough trouble between Moscow and Beijing and some other things happening. So this present balance of power readily shifts to our advantage. But I think that to keep from becoming embroiled in arguments affecting other countries, we have to keep hammering, it seems to me, on the fact that it's this hemisphere that makes
the course. Of course, the important one. You don't want to let him answer, look, nobody thinks 40 IL-28 has anything to do with the balance of power, because they don't.
But the whole operation in Cuba was an attempt to change the balance of power. That's really causes us the great concern. I don't think he's interested particularly in our argument that this is our hemisphere and he shouldn't get into it. Because you come back and say you shouldn't be in Europe, you shouldn't be in the Middle East. But the fact of the matter is, in the same way they attempted to really change the whole balance, but that's really our beef.
Probably would imagine
that being true, that justifies us, it seems to me, not only saying the missiles, the planes, everything. Otherwise, I don't see what argument we've got against the planes.
Well, let's say a major alteration in the entire world political situation. Balance of power argument.
There's actually language used in the speech. We didn't talk about change of the balance of power. We talked about an unacceptable change in the status quo.
Yeah, I don't care. It seems to me that which phrase is used, but I think that what really, what otherwise, you're talking about 40 planes, and 40 planes really, when you think of the planes we've got around the world, unless you sort of link it to the whole effort of the Soviets, SAM sites, missiles, planes, and done in a secret way. I want to go back, and he's going to say to us, what are 40 planes?
Excision 8. 3 seconds excised.
But I think we've got to say to him that I think we ought to reword that.
Excision 9. 1 minute, 3 seconds excised.
There that twice now in this letter, and I think somewhere before, he's
no invasion to be made not only by the U.S., but by other countries of the Western Hemisphere.
Yeah, I don't think we ought to, on the other hand, apply a weaseling out on that.
No,
because nobody else is going to try.
Well, we emphasize the significance of that commitment. What you decide to leave out that stuff in the other draft about what the situation would be that we would be faced with, even if you took the bombers out of the sand side, you remain the technique.
We've said some of that at the bottom 6 and 7, Mr. President. In fact, it's really drawn from that draft.
ingredient, which Turkey is an old familiar case, and we don't want to have them put Cuba and Turkey together. What we want to have them do is consider Cuba the same as if Finland.
We want to reopen the whole argument as the basis for our original action.
Otherwise,
you made that argument in your original speech, really, about the changing the balance of power.
Adam Stevens is
one of your arguments on
a page of this.
Now the question is, you made it clear that the removal of all offensive weapon systems in Cuba
this was never never actually decided. we offer to. We think that probably the bigger ones will not ask for any recompense. The smaller ones may come in for some help after it's all over. In any event, they are starting to pull away. Now we have two stations which we have been building since the crisis began. One the Navy has been putting up in Dry Tortugas, and one USIA has been putting up in Marathon, Florida. These will be operational, ready to go on Saturday and Sunday of this week. It is our recommendation that we put these two stations on the air when they are ready to go under the umbrella of the other nine. And perhaps at the same time we put these two on the air, they're both 50 kilowatt stations, we would take off two of the 50 kilowatt stations that are commercial ones that are currently on. So if anyone pointed a finger at us and said you were increasing the effort, in fact we said we took two up and we put two on. We think it's important to do this because we have a number of evidences that we have a good audience. The British keep reporting, the Canadians, and been a number of reports in letters to Mexico. CIA reports that people are listening, and they are mainly listening to the medium wave bands, not the short wave. So if we don't do this, we'll only be on short wave a week from today, and then we'll have a real problem. And what is perhaps more important, if we don't do it now under the umbrella of the current existing operation, it would be very, very difficult ever to do it again, just suddenly insert these two stations. The legal aspect, our lawyers have gotten together with FCC, State, and Defense and have concluded that this action can be defended as not violating the North American Regional Broadcasting Agreement and the International Telecommunication Convention. These are two international broadcasting aspects. A couple of arguments against, and then I'll turn the floor over to Mr. Minow. The station that USIA has in Florida at present has been earmarked for use in northeast Thailand. However, we have not been able to reach an agreement for 6 months with the Thais. We don't think there's too much hope for the next couple of months. And if we do reach an agreement, perhaps some means could be worked out to either buy another station or what have you. In any event, we don't have any need for it. I shouldn't say need. We don't have any possibility of putting it in northeast Thailand at the moment. So it's in Florida and we'll be ready to go. Another possibility is that the Cubans can retaliate over a longer period of time, perhaps try and put some stations signatures. You could hear them in Havana along the north coast of Cuba during the daytime, and if we kept them on during the day. And at night, they would be a good deal stronger than the stations we've had on.
You two both recommend we do that?
Yes, they do. Mr. President, as far as the tradition is concerned, we've never even done before what we're doing now. Yes.
Let me ask you about this TV thing you're going
to... Yeah, I wanted to bring that
up. I understand that it could be operating, but within 3 weeks they could jam it. Is that correct?
That's correct.
We wouldn't operate this unless there was a moment of crisis, would we?
No, sir. My recommendation is we do not. This is going to be ready this weekend also. At least
we're not going to start this.
We're not going to start this for a couple of reasons. One, this would be a dramatic new departure. Secondly, it now develops that the TV... This is an airborne television transmission from an airplane. It now develops that they would have to fly within 30 miles of Havana in order to get a clear signal out of the Havana channels. And this would be in clear violation of both these international agreements, because you cannot broadcast from a ship or an airplane over in international areas. So we'd be violating the agreements, A, and B, it would be obviously a dramatic heightening. We're going to say that. I think that should be saved for a much more tactical situation.
Okay. Fine. I would do that. Thing with
Mr. President, but I don't believe we can assure you that that would disclose missiles on the dock.
We've done it, but the weather wasn't particularly good in there.
And we didn't find any missiles there. If we had a very clear day, we could find them with a U-2.
We'll try that.
We'll continue to try that, but I'm doubtful that we get it. It's really a question of the volume of movement out, how important is that to our intelligence?
Excision 10, 9 seconds excised.